Kempire is brought to you by...
Thank you, Philly, for a fantastic show at City Winery. Shout out to City Winery in Philadelphia. You guys were amazing behind the scenes, during the show, production, the food, everything was amazing. But don't forget, guys, I'm coming to City Winery in Boston on May 30th. Don't wait till the last minute to get your tickets. Start planning your trip to Boston. If you don't live in Boston, you want to come see our Kempire After Dark live show. We will then be in Nashville on July 11th, Atlanta the next day on July 12th. We will also be in Seattle for a special live show coming there on August 30th. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are working on more cities. Stay tuned. Make sure you're following us on all socials so you don't miss out on any of the dates, our new dates for the Kempire After Dark live show. Thanks so much for everyone that's seen the show, supported, and is spreading the word. I love meeting all of you.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
So this new season of Vanderpump Rules doesn't seem to be faring well for Ariana Madix, despite her having the year of her life after she went through one of the terrible times in her life with Tom Sandoval. It appears this season, everyone, including her cast, is turning on her. Am I completely surprised by a cast of people that are really just hungry for fame and relevancy? No. Are you?
Lies! The lie!
Just saying. But we are seeing how this unpacks. And for me, the bigger, larger conversation is, how have you guys dealt with something similar where you were friends with a couple? One was like your good friend, another one became your good friend. How do you maneuver when they have a breakup? Do you know someone that's had a breakup on this level before? Maybe you haven't. I know I haven't. So I really don't know how I would feel about the situation. Would I choose to be Ariana's friend and still maintain a relationship with Sandoval? Sandoval's a bad example because I really do think something's wrong with Sandoval. I really do. I feel like there's something dark about him and sinister. So I wouldn't want to be his friend regardless. But at the same time, you know, last week we talked about this during our Vanderpump Rules recap, and that was how I can see how Ariana was able to maintain a relationship with Tom Sandoval for so long. I think they're cut from the same cloth. However, does she use her evil for good? Maybe. Guys, let's get into this week's Vanderpump Rules recap. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, don't forget to like the video, don't forget to share the video, and don't forget you can take our live recaps and special additional episodes on the Kempire Podcast, both on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. This is our weekly recap of Vanderpump Rules, and if you had to rate it from 1 to 10, how would you rate it? Honestly, last week's episode was pretty good. This week's episode, not bad, honestly. I was engaged. I was like, oh, okay, here we are. And before we knew it, we were done. So I was like, okay, this was different. And based off the, I'm guessing this was the mid-season trailer. So if we're on episode 7, then that means maybe we're getting 14 episodes, maybe with a 3-part reunion. Do we need a 3-part reunion? I can already hear you. You're saying no. Well, we shall see how the rest of the season goes. So they open up this episode. Tom is arriving back from Lake Tahoe. He's talking with his assistant, who's now Ariana's assistant, but not in this moment. She's still Tom's assistant. She's currently Ariana's assistant. Ariana hears Tom's return, and she's just like, it's like the Wicked Witch of the West. Anyways. Look, there are so many conversations that we could have, and based off what Ariana says in this episode about where she was financially, it makes more sense as to why she decided to stay under the same roof with Tom. And based on what she says later in the episode, you know, everyone's speculating how much money she's made from this. She's denying that, which I believe. I believe a lot of them. Sheena literally told us last week that when she had no money during the pandemic, Tom was the one who came in, stepped in, and gave her money. So I don't believe that any of these folks are rich, hence why I think a lot of them should be a little bit more pro-reality TV reckoning and residuals than they've been. But of course, they couldn't do that, especially on Vanderpump Rules, because they are benefiting from it right now. But, you know, come a year from now, if we, God forbid, we had another pandemic and you couldn't work, you would be happy to get some residuals, especially right now. Okay, let's talk about it. Especially right now for the Vanderpump Rules folks, if you guys were getting residuals based off of, you know, just the past year and the way that people have been streaming and watching and rewatching old episodes, even for those that have been watching since the beginning, went back and watched, those residual checks for Vanderpump Rules, and that's the thing. You never know. Like, your first season might have been a wash. The ratings were terrible, but somehow you made it through. If some big scandal was to happen, it could cause people to want to go back and watch that season or watch those seasons. You could be making bank because people don't think long term, especially this cast of folks. They're not thinking long term. They're thinking in the moment, I need this money now. They're not thinking, this is another example, Oprah talking about investing in herself when she first started the talk show, the Oprah Winfrey Show. She could have easily just sort of taken the money, but she wanted to own a portion of it. Later, here she is, billionaire. I'm just thinking futuristic vision, thinking about these things, but these folks aren't like that. That's not their mentality. All right. Well, not all of them, I should say. Okay. So Tom says that he feels good about the trip, and it was a good trip for Tom. He convinced, he bamboozled everyone to falling back in love with him. even almost us, but we're back to our senses. We're back to our senses. Evil Tom. Oh, evil Tom. Okay. Anyway, so Sheena meets up with LVP, and she talks about how she's going through the stages of grief over her friendship with Sandoval. Do you guys think that was melodramatic? I feel like that is Sheena. I feel like that is who Sheena is. Sidebar, did we find out that Sheena's a Taurus too?
Damn. Lies! The lie!
These damn Tauruses. Anyways, so she says, Sheena says that she's going through the stages of grief. She says she's struggling with even bringing this up to Ariana because Ariana doesn't want to hear it. We already know how Ariana stands on this topic of Tom. She doesn't want to deal with Tom. She doesn't want to deal with anyone that's dealing with Tom. Again, it's hard because these folks are in a work environment. I don't know the stipulations of what is okay with Ariana because it seems as if Ariana didn't even love the fact that James Kennedy went to hang out with Tom, filming with Tom Sandoval. She still feels like, well, and that's the thing about Ariana, especially this season. She's not saying about how it makes her feel or about what he did to her. She's making it about Tom and his friendships with you and what he did to you. So it's a little manipulative, but it's also true because, you know, James had, you know, a betrayal. Sheena both had a betrayal in this situation because they both had a relationship with Rachel at one point. So, but it's just the way that Ariana is navigating this. She's not making it about her. She's making it about, this is what he did to you. Clever, clever, Ariana. Sinister, you damn cancer.
MC.
Okay. Shout out to all the cancers, okay? All right. So here's where Sheena loses me every time. Because it's coming across, Sheena, that you're jealous. That you're jealous of all the opportunities that your friend Ariana is getting, especially the Dancing with the Stars thing. Because when she mentions this to LVP, when she did Dancing with the Stars, Sheena had told her, like, oh my God, that's my biggest dream. You just never know whose dreams are what, because I would have never thought that Dancing with the Stars was Sheena's biggest dream. I'm hoping that they'll see the season and they will make it a dream come true for her. Did she get trouble at apparently she got in trouble over at Dancing with the Stars. Okay, Sheena. All right. Speaking in trouble, look, what I don't want to get in trouble with is when it comes to my health. I get so busy filming, recording, prepping that sometimes I forget, oh, I need to at least meal prep. Well, partnering with Factor Meals, I don't have to worry about meal prep. They deal with the hard work for me, giving me nutritious, easy, ready meals, okay? Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Everything is fresh, never frozen meals in a chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today at and after your goals. All right. I know some of you had resolutions and you feel like, oh, my, I've fallen off the wagon. It's still not too late. It's only March. This is the third month of 2024. So head on over to factormeals.com/campfire50 and use code campfire50 to get 50% off. That's code campfire50 at factormeals.com/campfire50 to get 50% off. More details will be available in the description of the video or audio version if you're listening to this. Thank you to Factor Meals for sponsoring today's live recap of Vanderpump Rules. So back to this. Speaking of being good for you. So Sheena, I have to say, this was a very shady comment, but I appreciate it for reality TV purposes. So Sheena is a little pressed that Ariana got this opportunity to be on Dancing with the Stars. Let's be honest. Ariana got this situation because of the scandal of it all. Is that wrong? No. No, they knew. This is a business decision from Disney and Dancing with the Stars. Ariana's going to be on there. Right now, they are seeing record numbers over at Bravo NBCU. Let's get her on our show and bring back the numbers over there, because the numbers have been, you know, a little shaky in recent years for Dancing with the Stars. But Sheena is in her feelings because this is something she's always wanted to do. Then she makes a shady comment. She's like, you know, Ariana's come a long way from being my backup dancer. Wow. I appreciated it though, Sheena. It was shady as hell for someone that's supposed to be your friend. But at the same time, I'm like, for reality TV purposes, I was like, that was some good housewife shade. That was some housewife shade. Speaking of Ariana, so we have this scene with Ariana, and Ariana says that she doesn't allow herself to get angry. So that photo shoot that she had for her cocktails book really helped. Okay. And then they flash back to all the times in the last year that Ariana was very expressive with her anger. These shady producers. All right. So they discuss Sheena and her friendship with Sandoval. Lala says that Ariana could make a post to defend Sheena because, as you know, because they took a picture with the fan and Sheena was positioned next to Sandoval, this mob mentality came back at Sheena, and she was getting in her feelings about it. So Lala, I have to give it to Lala, especially this season. I don't know about last season or previous seasons, but especially this season, I could see that she's definitely taking a different path. And then I thought to myself, because some people are saying it's fake, but I thought to myself, I was like, well, you know what? She has a daughter. She's now embarking on being a mother again. Being a parent changes you. Not that I would know, but I can imagine. I can imagine. It probably changes your whole perspective on what's important, reality TV, and that as a job. She literally has this scene with LVP later on where she's talking about rebranding. So I could see how Lala, of all of this entire cast, is actually evolving. Everyone else seems to be stuck. She seems to be evolving. And maybe she had to let alcohol go in order to do that. Maybe. So, but Lala encourages Ariana, well, did you think maybe to do a post to show support for Sheena and that she's been nothing but a good friend to you? And Ariana's like, no, I don't, you know, I didn't want to get involved because anything I post about it becomes press. But Lala's just like, well, your friend needs you right now. Only for us to find out later after that conversation, Ariana does end up posting something in support of Sheena because she was receiving a lot of backlash because of that photo. All right. But I will give Ariana this in regards to credit. She made sense. She says that she believes that Tom only wants to be friends with Sheena because he knows that Sheena is sort of like the end to getting into the group. And she feels as if, and she probably is concerned because she knows that none of these folks are really, truly her deep friends, including Katie. Let's be honest. So she's like, once he gets Sheena on board with him, then he'll be able to get this person and that person on board with him and ice her out of the group. Because let's be honest, the person that has a real friendship with these folks, and when I say friendship, I use that word loosely with this cast of folks, but Tom was the one that brought Ariana into this group. Yes, over the years, they've all developed some sort of friendships, but at the root was Tom's friendship with the rest of these folks. So then there's that. So she believes that that's what Tom is trying to do. Do I believe that Tom could be doing that? Well, I didn't think about it until she said it, and now I'm like, well, Ariana, you might have a point. You might have a point. I believe it now. What about you guys? Look, what about you? I believe she has a point. All right. So then we have another scene with Lala, Katie, Sheena, and I forgot what's her name with the lip balm thing. She was also part of this lunch. We find out that Summer Moon broke her arm. Sheena has some perspective because she was like, I've been spending entire Summer Moon's life being concerned that she could get hurt while being with other people. And literally in front of me, Summer Moon gets hurt. Which is clarity, and at the same time, did this energy that you've had of worrying about Summer Moon create this accident? Thankfully, Summer Moon's okay, but maybe this can help you lessen your grip on the situation. Excuse me. All right. So Sheena says that she feels like that Tom, for the very first time in Lake Tahoe, showed genuine tears in their conversation. Then they randomly bring up the fact that there are still stories going around about Jax. Did you guys see the preview for The Valley? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a big Vanderpump Rules fan, but I get it after watching those early seasons, why people really enjoyed the show. Seeing that, promo, I was like, this actually doesn't look bad. Especially because it's not just about Jax and Brittany and what's going on in their relationship. Sidebar, the fact that they've broken up and literally in this scene, they're talking about how there are still rumors that Jax is cheating on Brittany. You know, a lot of people don't believe anything that happens on reality television, but people believe that this separation between Jax and Brittany stems from them as a promo for The Valley. But after watching that little clip of The Valley, I was kind of like, I might have to give this a shot. And I really don't want to because Kristen and Jax... But there are far more people on this cast that might be more interesting to watch. So I might watch it. What about you guys? I mean, look, I always try to keep an open mind. I always try to watch something before I just prejudge it. But I wasn't really interested at all until I saw that clip. And I was like, maybe I will watch it. Maybe. Possibly. We shall see. Stay posted. And if I do watch it, I'm going to just smash it together. Look, smash it together with our Vanderpump Rules recap because I can't. I don't have the time or the patience to recap another show at this pace, okay? Or maybe we'll talk about it during Tuesday Takeover where it'll get even lesser time. Anyway, so they randomly say that Jax is, apparently there's still stories about him cheating on Brittany going around town. Okay. So, Sheena makes another smart comment about Ariana. She says that she's going through her grieving process, but Ariana has already gone through her grieving process, and she's making millions of dollars. You sound so jealous, Sheena. And I think that you are. Nothing wrong with it. Sounds like you are jealous, okay? And I can see why people would be jealous, especially because when you think about how this show started, it started with Sheena. You know, she's in the very first season. She's in the actual pilot. So I can see why after all these years, you wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars. You thought being a part of the show would make you millions and that you'd be financially independent. And it hasn't done that for you. At least it didn't before Scandoval. Hopefully you're stacking all of your coins now. So she clearly seems a little perturbed by Ariana's success because she makes these comments about she's gone through her grooming process. She's made millions of dollars, all right? Katie says that she doesn't understand where Sheena's coming from. She doesn't even want to engage in the conversation. And Katie's saying that she feels as if Tom Sandoval during her marriage was also a problem and has never genuinely apologized to her. Katie's reaction, I get it. Tom Sandoval is trash. Please understand. I understand that. But Katie's reaction, I'm sort of like, okay, so before Scandoval, did you feel this way about Tom. I'm trying to remember her relationship with Tom before that. Yeah, I don't think she loved him, but your reaction to him just feels, it feels a bit much. But look, we also don't realize, we have to remember, she really was married to Tom Schwartz. Tom Schwartz is really best friends with Sandoval. Now that I recall, yes, there were some moments between Tom and Katie last season, even before Scandoval.
Hey guys, time to get in on the action for the biggest moments in basketball with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projections, place your entry, and win up to 100 times your money. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit of up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app and use the code GET100. That's code GET100 on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
But still, I think you were waiting for a moment like this where Ariana is saying, I don't want to be friends with anyone that's friends with anyone else. So this is Katie's excuse to be like, yeah, because of what happened with Ariana. So I don't want to hear what you have to say about Tom Sandoval. Okay. But I get it. I think we're all in this precarious position that it's a reality show. So refusing to film with him, refusing to be a part of what's going on with him in his life, it's going to put us in a standstill when it comes to a reality show where people need to interact in order for it to be interesting. Just saying. It kind of makes you think that, wow, is Tom Sandoval that important to Vanderpump Rules? But I can hear what you guys are saying. Well, no, maybe Vanderpump Rules needs to wrap it up. Maybe. Okay. So Katie then says that she wished that Sheena would get over it. Damn. Damn. She was cold-blooded because she just did not want to hear this conversation. But Lala was just sort of like the most sensible person here. Like, she's just like, well, it's not that easy. A lot of these folks that have known Tom for years have genuine friendships with him. I mean, look, she sounded the most sane, but logical person in this situation. All right. So Tom meets up with LVP and he says that he thinks in his confessional, he says that it's strange because she's talking about the changes that she's making to Tom. And then LVP in her confessional is just like, I would never speak to a 2.5% partner about these changes. I honestly thought that Tom had 5% and Tom Sandoval had 5% and Schwartz had 5%. Apparently, they're sharing the 5%, 2.5 each. Damn. Did we already know that? Did you guys already know that? I thought it was individual 5% for each, make a collective of 10%. She's like, I will never talk to someone that only has 2.5% partnership. Damn. She's cold-blooded, but I appreciate her being honest. All right. So LVP does reveal that she spoke to Rachel. She spoke to Rachel, and Rachel had some interesting things to say. She did not tell Tom in the moment everything that Rachel had to say. Tom revealed that Rachel had blocked him. So she was like, oh, so it's done. And I think that's because of what LVP learned from Rachel. Rachel is done with Tom. Rachel did not like the fact that Tom was saying, look, Tom has his own stance on what he told Rachel, and Rachel has her stance on what he was trying to make her do. And basically, it looks like he was trying to get her to come out of rehab before she was ready. He's saying that, no, that's not what he was doing. I tend to believe Rachel in this situation because, Tom, you don't have a lot of credibility. And according to LVP, she does say this to Tom. Rachel accuses him of saying that life is about lying and she didn't want to lie anymore. So in that moment, he has a very like angry reaction. I believe he said that. He's like, this is a part of life. I do believe that Tom is not just a narcissist, but very maniacal, very manipulative. I believe he did manipulate Ariana on some level, but someone like Rachel, oh, he had a field day manipulating her. But only for her to make the smarter decision and get out of that relationship far sooner than Ariana did. Not saying, I'm just saying. look at the facts. Because Tom did not all of a sudden in the last couple of years become this narcissistic, manipulative, evil human being. He's been this for a while. All right? All right. I say all that to say. We then have the scene with Lala. We had a lot of LVP in this episode. She meets with Lala. And Lala's talking about her next step. She wants to rebrand. LVP is seeing the space that she has on in this building for her podcast and some of her other brands. And she realized she reveals that she wants to have another baby, but with a sperm donor. And she gets emotional because she's like, Ocean wants another sibling. And she wants to also adopt a baby after having this other baby. And then she might have another baby if she meets her life partner. But part of why she wants to do this baby this way with a sperm donor is because she wants an absolute. She doesn't want, this is, I don't know how I feel about, because it feels like a trauma response that Lala is dealing with, because she's dealing with the court case with Randall and, you know, splitting her time with Ocean and things like that. So now she wants to have a baby where she doesn't have to do that. I'm not sure if that's healthy. Therapists, because I know we have quite a few therapists that watch the show. I want to know your reaction to her response to what she's going through with her divorce. Is this a healthy response? I do think that Lala will be a great mom, but at the same time, I'm just like, your intention here feels like, I don't know if that's the right intention to have when deciding to become a parent again. But I could be wrong, and I'm willing to hear what you guys think. But like I said, I don't feel like, if anything, I kind of wish she would have just adopt. But then again, she'll still go through that headache of, what if that biological parents want to come back in the child's life? So then there's that. And it's actually very expensive, too. I don't know what the price differences are between, artificial insemination and adoption. Who knows? I've never done it. Don't plan on doing it. Anyways. So she talks about that, and she also talks about how Ariana posted after her conversation with Lala support for Sheena and what Sheena has been going through in regards to the backlash from this mob mentality. All right. So we then have the scene where Schwartz and Joe, you know, the infamous iconic Joe that's been talked about before, we're getting more of her, and she's even getting a confessional this season. So they're hanging out with Allie and James Kennedy, and then Tom Sandoval ends up coming to the party. Okay, we'll get back to that. So Allie feels a little awkward hanging out with Joe because she knows how the other ladies feel about Joe, especially Katie, because a lot of them speculate that something physical happened between Joe and Schwartz. Too many Toms and things like that, Lord. All right, so she feels a little awkward about it, all right? So Schwartz talks a little bit about his divorce and how, you know, Joe moved in right after about the divorce. So that's part of the reason why the girls don't like her, all right? So James comes over and he says that, you know, he was stoked to see Sandoval because it kind of reminded him of all the years of friendship that he had with Sandoval. But he's taking it easy. He's not jumping all head first into this friendship. So Tom Sandoval actually arrives, and he wasn't supposed to be hanging out with them, but he joins them, and he's talking, and then he gives James Kennedy these sunglasses. And Allie's a little concerned because she feels as if, is Tom trying to buy his friends? Is Tom trying to do everything and anything to get back into this friend group? Maybe. Is James Kennedy bottable? Yes. I feel like all of them are. I don't feel like the only person they couldn't buy is LVP, to be honest with you. Anyways. So we have that scene. Schwartz and Joe. And what's going on in their friendship? There clearly is some sort of misunderstanding in this friendship because Schwartz is denying. Yes, he said that they were intimate at one point, but he doesn't remember how long ago they were intimate. Joe, in her confessional, says, oh, we were intimate about a month ago. But Joe also believes that this relationship is going somewhere, but Schwartz denies that this is even a relationship, but says, oh, I might be in trouble with Joe. So here's the thing, though. If Joe really believes that this relationship is going somewhere, if it's been a month since you guys have been intimate, that would make me think that it's not necessarily going anywhere. Anyone else? Or maybe you think that it's a friends with benefits situation, even though you denied it earlier with Allie and them. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly. Maybe, I mean, they seem like the perfect couple. They seem like the perfect kind of same kind of energy, very quirky, goofy energy. I don't know. I could see it working, but apparently Schwartz, because he was so, you know, he was for so long with Katie, that might be the reason why he doesn't want to rush into a relationship. Even Joe brought up the fact, you said, like, you know, 2-3 years that you might need. You know, I mean, look, I don't know if I necessarily believe in, oh, you were in a relationship for this amount of time, so this is the amount of time that you need to get over the person. I don't know if I necessarily believe that, because sometimes you may have been checked out of that relationship towards the last couple of years. Who knows? Was Schwartz? No. Schwartz looked like he would have stayed married to Katie if it wasn't for her making that decision. Maybe. All right. All right, so we have Katie, Lala, all the girls. All the girls go over to Allie because they're going to do a fun astrology night, all right? And the guys are all hanging out, including Brock, for their Rat Pack-inspired night. Here's the thing, y'all. I'm assuming that LA has this. Why did we go to this steakhouse? It felt like you went to a diner when you're trying to have this Rat Pack scene. We should have went to a place that was dark, dim, with leather couches, where you could smoke cigars. Mind you, I would never do any of that. But they do that. You can smoke cigars and you can drink a little something. I mean, I know James is not drinking, but he's not drinking. He has a little ginger ale, you know, a little seltzer or something. I'm looking around. I'm like, when Schwartz originally had this idea about doing this, I said, that's a great idea. I was already picturing it in my mind. Everyone gets dressed up. You gotta go to maybe a cigar lounge, something. I mean, you're not going to go to Huntsville and go to Black or anything, but I'm sure LA has it. It's LA. You go there and then you have your cigar, those types of things. So I'm sort of like, we're in this well lit, it looks like it might be a chain restaurant. No, it just wasn't hitting for me. And honestly, their conversation, I could care less about. What did they talk about? They talk about how Tom saw Lisa and Lisa brought up Rachel, and that's a little awkward. Tom doesn't want to talk about Rachel in front of James because, you know, James and Rachel were together for a very long time. They were even engaged. Fine. Okay. I don't even care about that. I want to talk about this girls' astrology night, which I love. I love. You know, Allie is a practicing astrologer. Apparently, she also was a singer. They showed a clip of her singing. Very nice voice. Probably a better voice. Not probably. A better voice than any of these women that try to sing. Just saying. But I also like Allie a lot more. Allie has a very... What's Allie's sign? I like her energy. She seems level-headed. I can't believe that she's even with James. But she's level-headed. Do I think she's a great astrologer? I think she gives me very novice, to be honest with you. But what I will agree with her, and what we find in the scene, because the ladies are hashing out Ariana and her expectation of the group and them not being friends with Tom, and her reaction to James going to this dinner that's being filmed for the show. She's having this reaction, you know, he needs to be concerned on his friendship with Tom and how Tom treated his friendship. No, I need you just to say, Ariana, you don't want to be friends, which she has said. You don't want to be friends with anyone that's friends with him. Okay? All right. Anyway, so Allie's going through their charts, telling them a little bit more about their charts. She says, even in Ariana's chart, she says, like, you have, like, this four-leaf green clover in your pocket. Like, you have luck. And Ariana's like, really? After the year I've had? However, if you look at all of what has transpired, Ariana, sometimes you got to break things down in order to build, rebuild. You got a new relationship that seems to be really good. You've gotten all these new partnerships, and you said literally that you are in financial constraints right before this situation because, you know, you bought a house, then you decided to invest a lot of your money into this business. It's opened up other opportunities for you. Now you're in New York, so you can be with your boyfriend, Dan. Look, I know it's hard because you have to remember that she's filming this within months of it happening. So it's hard in that moment to see all of this, but a lot is happening for you that's good. So maybe you refuse to let go of the bad that was in your life, and the minute you finally said, I'm letting it go, all of this good has flooded into your life. I feel like we can all learn a lesson or two from the situation. Sometimes we stay in relationships far past their expiration date, and while we're staying in that relationship, we're blocking all of our blessings. And when I say blessings, I'm not talking about just another relationship. It's all of the good that could flow into your life when you don't surround yourself with dark, evil energy. Maybe. Maybe. Just saying. But it gets really heated between Katie and Lala. And honestly, I was rooting for Lala because I feel like Katie, you have all this energy in this moment. And I'm thinking to myself, you don't really have this energy. You could, if Lala really wanted to go there with you, you would be destroyed. You would be destroyed. So I'm just watching this and I'm thinking to myself, look, do I believe that Lala makes everything about herself? Do I believe that Lala's situation was worse than Ariana's? Well, I mean, if you saw the documentary about her ex, you might say yes. But did Scandoval have a lot more eyes on it than that scandal? Yes. Yes. Do I feel completely sorry for Lala? Well, no, I don't think she wants us to feel sorry for her. I feel like she honestly is saying the most important thing that she says in this moment, because I know a lot of people get caught up. Lala, you're always making this about yourself. Your situation wasn't worse than Ariana. But the lesson that she wants Ariana to learn from her situation is not to hold on to resentment, because holding on to that resentment only hurts you. And that's what it feels like Ariana is doing. No one's saying that Ariana needs to forgive Tom. No one's saying that Ariana needs to be even around Tom. But holding your friends hostage to a friendship with you when you're filming, that's an important detail that we're forgetting. It's one thing if we weren't filming a reality television show, then fine, I don't need to see him anymore. But it seems as if a lot of these folks did have genuine friendships outside of the show. At least Sheena did. We already know Schwartz did. I don't know about James. I don't know about Katie. I doubt it with Katie. And this is why it's easier for Katie, because it's like, I don't want him in my life anyway. I don't like him. He's not a part of my life. So it's easy for her. I don't know about Lala. Lala seems like she wants to forgive Tom. Sheena clearly wants to forgive Tom. Ariana told us in this episode the reason why she doesn't want this to happen with Sheena, because she knows Sheena is the key in order to ice her out from the rest of the group, because she will open him up to the rest of the group. Sheena, just when you think, you know, a lot of people like to call Sheena a pick me. A lot of people like to say that she's not the queen of Vanderpump Rules. She's clearly the OG, but Ariana confirmed in this moment that Sheena would be the deciding factor on whether or not she would be iced out of the group. That's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful. You don't think? That's what I think. Guys, if you're just joining us, this is our weekly recap of Vanderpump Rules. Be sure to let us know how you would rate this week's episode, what you're thinking of the season so far. And if you're part of the replay crew, be sure to let us know your thoughts as well. Don't forget to like the video. And if you're listening to this, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And if you're watching this, then you already know we have the Kempire After Dark live show coming to a city near you. We have Boston in May. We have Nashville and Atlanta in July. And we have Seattle in August. More details and more cities will be announced very soon. For those cities that are currently announced and tickets, be sure to check out the description. All right. I didn't bring any water, which is fine. I'm about to wrap this up because what I love, and I've said this before, if you're a friend of mine, if you've been watching the channel for a long time, I've always told you I don't believe that certain signs can date certain signs. Yes, theoretically, and you'll see all kinds of Instagram, social media about, oh, these two signs are perfect for each other. And I'm not saying that that's not true. But if you have an understanding of someone's birth chart, you can get along with anyone's. So when we get this heated moment between, Ariana's involved in this too, but the heated moment between Katie and Lala, she says, well, when you understand someone's birth chart, you're able to navigate that relationship a little bit differently. And I said, that is the greatest message to the world and to those that are watching Vanderpump Rules. I thought that was so important that she said that. And although I think she's a novice at reading these charts, and look, everyone has to start somewhere. Everyone has to start somewhere. But for me personally, if I'm going to go to an astrology reader or astrologer, I'm going to someone that has years of experience, and I've been to quite a few different ones. I'm not saying that you, I mean, you can't book Allie right now. I think she's booked up. Thankfully, that's great. Being on the show has helped her business. But Allie, I wouldn't be mad if you released a single. She sounded good. She sounded good in that flashback video. Look, you can't be Taylor, but girl, you can definitely be Allie. And you have the platform for it. Get on it. I saw Sheena was helping Ashley Darby from Real Housewives of Potomac record her song. The song doesn't sound bad. I mean, I prefer hearing Ashley sing live because her recorded versions always sound a little not great. But her and Sheena were hanging out in the studio with her, I guess, her producer. Okay? Anyways, so I thought that was a really, really poignant moment that Allie mentioned in that astrology reading party, which I loved. I would love to do an astrology reading party. Oh, that's a really great idea. And I already know what you guys are thinking. Yes, you should do like little ones for, you know, the community. Our community is not that small, so we can't even do a little small party like that. But, you know, we love to talk astrology here. If you're new here and you don't like talking about astrology, it's okay. We talk about it sporadically. You just won't be invited to our astrology reading party. Sorry. Woo, woo, woo. Anyways. Thank you all for being here. Shout out to our King's Guard. Shout out to our channel members. Shout out to those of you that have been weighing in and sharing your thoughts on yesterday's Tuesday takeover. If you missed it, our timestamps have been added, so be sure to check that out. And let me know. That's where I've talked about 90 Day Fiancé, 90 Day The Single Life, Below Deck, Love is Blind, The Traitors, both US and UK. We also talked about some hot topics as well. It's a mashup of over 2 hours of pop culture news. So be sure to check that out if you haven't already. And if you haven't subscribed, why not? Quite a few of you watch in the bushes but haven't subscribed. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on anything. Don't rely on the algorithm to keep you posted. Speaking of the algorithm, don't forget to subscribe to the Kempire podcast, because when you rate us there, that also helps with the algorithm. That allows us to grow as a community. The same way that you guys come to our Kempire After Dark shows and you get to meet the community and you make real life friends, that is what happens when you share us, like us, tell people about us. And so many of you, when I've met you during this tour, have told me, I put my mom onto you, I put my friend onto you, I put my coworker onto you. Please understand, I appreciate that so much, because word of mouth is just as important as advertising myself or talking about that. And I know I can be a lot. Don't like the video. Do that. There's a reason, because as independent content creators, we have to promote ourselves. We can't rely on an algorithm to do that for us, because there will be weeks, because some of you have said it even recently on TikTok and here on YouTube, you're not showing up, even when you are subscribed. So sometimes you have to make an effort and be like, let me go see what Kempire posted today, because, you know, generally I'm posting at least 5, 6, 7 times a week, sometimes more than that. But shout out to those of you that support us no matter what, that are engaging still with our Vanderpump Rules recaps, even though those numbers aren't analyticing. But I'm still riding out. I'm still here. I'm still queer. Get used to it. I'm playing. Not really playing, but you get what I'm saying. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for being here. I hope you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday. I will see you guys tomorrow for our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recap. Again, don't forget, you can take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And thanks in advance to those that have liked the video, those that have rated our podcast, and for those that keep spreading the word. Don't stop. Won't stop. Okay, Diddy. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning into Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. For more details on Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.